So uncomfortable with that question.
Let's do it. Was a countdown.
Welcome back to the show.
Hop on the Sloppy Joe assembly line.
It's everybody's fault.
It sure as heck ain't my fault.
That was the best one yet.
That's a good one. Wow, well.
Welcome back to another week of this wonderful podcast that we put on for you guys.
Mm-hmm. For free.
For free. We're not doing it for free. Though.
Make a donation. You have to listen.
Mm. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Then we'd really have zero listeners.
Oh, man.
And $0 too.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
Oof.
Well, folks, we hope you've checked out the video we put up. We didn't get a chance to really talk about this last episode, because last episode, quite frankly, guys, I just want to apologize for what happened. I mean, I'm not going to speak for you two, but I'm just going to apologize for that.
What are you apologizing for, James, exactly?
It's just insane. I mean, the whole thing, we were just yelling at each other. We didn't get to any of the segments we wanted to get to. Didn't have any guests on. Didn't even write a script.
Oh, we had a guest on, didn't we?
Yeah, well, he kind of intruded. He kind of just came in on an
app. Yeah, that's not a guest. That's more like a ghost.
Oh, there was a ghost issue.
There was a ghost issue, and you know what? I'm telling you, that hasn't even been solved.
No, I mean, Karen, we haven't heard jack shit from Karen. Whether she be a ghost or not.
She be not.
But anyway, guys, we have some great stuff planned for this one. It's going to be top notch, we promise.
What is this podcast about? Because if you're somebody who's listening for the first time to this, not that anybody is, but seriously, like, what would you make of this first 5 minutes?
Honestly,
and how could we convince somebody to listen to another just 1 minute? Like, what can we tell people that's coming up in the next 1 minute or 5 minutes? Like, what's our 5 minute plan?
Well, I had this great idea, new segment for the show.
Okay.
News talk. Everybody's fault. News talk.
This is what
current bite your ass events. So exciting, they'll bite you in the butt. You'll go, oh wow.
Okay.
With a big kind of crunch sound effect, like a crunch. Yeah.
Ouchie. Keep listening, I guess, if you want to hear news. That's what everyone wants to hear, isn't it?
Everybody current wants to events. Hear current, all the crazy stuff that's going on in our wonderful world.
Seriously, who has the time to follow the news these days? I mean, you need to get everything in one place. That's why everything is centralized. So we like to bring in lots of different types of segments to our show.
Yeah.
And one of them is the news now.
And
news now.
I think the great thing about our show is if people want to listen and know what it is, look, we're just three guys trying to make it big in the podcasting realm. We are constantly building this show each episode. New characters, new guests.
I mean, I guess they are a bunch of characters, aren't they, James?
They're definitely characters. I mean, some of them are so crazy. I nearly shit my pants when they walk in out of fear.
I literally do that.
Look, there have been many specters,
ghouls, goblins, ghosts, angry Scotsmen.
It's so you got that angle, and now you're gonna have the news angle. You're gonna have the angle of us doing songs. I mean, we do songs at the end of this show, sometimes.
And maybe another angle that we could work in eventually is some financial analysis, some financial talking, telling you how to invest your money, where to invest it, why to invest it.
Hey, maybe that's interesting. Something
I mean, that's something that young people want to listen to. This podcast is for young people.
It's for young folks.
It's for kids only, not for people under the age of 11 or 12. No. I don't know where
definitely. I hope not.
Look, if you're some kid that age and listening to this,
unless you got hair down there, don't listen. Is that okay to say?
Oh man,
if you've got gray hair anywhere, then pull this shit out of your ears, because this isn't for you. This is for, you know, young hip millennials.
Yeah. Let's take a break.
Let's talk about the news.
Yeah, let's get to the first news story.
Let's take a break and then we'll talk about the news, because I need to step out first.
Okay, Max has pulled out a tuft of his hair.
Oh, welcome back to the show.
Guys, you are so lucky to be listening. If this is your first time listening, please listen again next week. thank you for being here.
I guess we should jump into the news, right, guys?
Sure.
As promised.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, please.
Here, let's get ready some current events, guys.
I got a whole bunch of stories ready.
News with the boys. News hour.
I don't know if that's the segment name.
News hour.
Whoop. All right, news topic number one. All right, big news, guys. This news is breaking. My mooma and my step-papa are coming. They're coming back from Mexico tomorrow night, so I gotta clean the whole house before they get in. Oh, boy, am I nervous about that. Mooma, step-papa, they are not going to be happy when they see Dorito crumbs on the floor, French fries everywhere, beer cans, litter in the whole goddamn place from the party I had.
Yeah, guess what, folks? Ooh. Max had a party at his place, and we were all there.
Yeah, you
should have been there.
You should.
Maybe if you're paying attention to our Facebook stuff, you would have seen the invite. We would have invited all the fans to come to Max's.
But that's anyway. Newsflash number one. Moo Mama and Step Papa coming back real, real soon. Everybody get ready.
Oh, shit.
Newsflash number two. My tomato plants are doing just great. Oh, man. Tomatoes on every one of those plants. Goddamn green, ripe, and nice tomatoes. They are coming out in dozens and dozens everywhere. Oh, I'm so happy about it.
Number three. You don't have more than three?
No, I just gotta flip through.
Oh, so you have all this news in a book. Interesting.
My room needs to be cleaned.
That's kind of part of the party thing you were just talking about.
Okay, what else? What else do I got here?
This isn't really news. This is more like
stuff
opinion,
going on
opinion pieces.
Well, I have no. Okay, this is actual news though. This next one.
Okay.
I have work at 11 a.m. on Monday, so everybody get ready for that. In at 11, out by 3.
Yeah, again, that's pretty personal to your life.
I don't know. What do you want?
Something that's
you guys shut the. The other day, you guys said Max. We're going to have a new segment. You go be our little reporter boy. Get some hot, hot stories. Okay?
Yeah.
Then I went out. This is all I could find. There's nothing else.
So you went. You said you went out to get these stories.
Where'd you go?
Sounds like you stayed right in your house.
Yeah, sounds like you had a party.
You know, I had to go outside to my backyard to check on my tomato plants. That's hard-hitting journalism.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that necessarily journalism.
Well, I mean, what do you guys have anything better?
Hey,
fucking thought not.
They've just found out, that there might possibly be
a new planet, out in space.
Earth in space. I heard a guy talking about how there might be multiple different universes.
Everybody's heard of Planet X. It's the one that's kind of close to Earth, that's kind of like Earth. This new one that's coming out is called Planet K. And it's got all of the major sources for life.
Bullshit.
This was on a friggin' love science.
At least my news is real.
This is real. This is space. Real. This is science. And this is
come on.
This is
you know,
happening.
Just because you say something is science doesn't make it science.
It was on a friggin' love science.com. I mean, if that doesn't make it science, if that doesn't make it 100% reputable and worth sharing to everybody that you know, I don't know what does. I don't know what does. Anyway, Planet K is going to be the new planet that everybody's going to in the future because this planet's fucked. So, you know, when we get rockets to that level of technological sophistication, I'm talking warp drives. I'm talking onboard energy banks.
All stuff that's coming pretty soon.
Generators.
You're not journalists. This is fantasy that you're talking about.
What you were talking about was fancy.
Fantasy.
No, actually, Max, it would be more like science fantasy is the word for it. And it's not fantasy, by the way. The world. Newsflash. Hey, newsflash number five. The world is Earth is fucked. We are going to have to leave this place.
Well, that's
soon.
The thing. Yeah, Earth that's why this is germane to humans.
We stay here, we're going to die.
Yeah, well.
Running out of water. Running out of sunlight.
Running out of land.
It's getting running out of space.
It's getting a lot warmer
out of spaghetti
here.
Sauce.
Running out of time.
Running out of time.
Running out of internet space, too. That's the other thing. People always talk about how we're running out of clean, fresh water. I mean, the biggest resource that we humans rely on these days is internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're running out. People don't talk about this, but we're running out of bandwidth.
I would rather have unlimited internet than unlimited water, because at least if I had the unlimited internet, I would still have orange juice, you still have milk.
You could maybe order water on Amazon, huh?
You still
that's
have
what I'm thinking,
other liquids
yeah.
to consume.
That's true. I'm all milk diet.
Anyway, on this new planet, Planet K, it has all of the resources to support life. I mean, human life, most importantly, because we are, you know, the dominating and most important species on this planet. So when we go over there, it's going to have everything that we already need. So like water, arable land,
mm-hmm.
Breathable air, and internet. Yeah. Probably already set up there.
Oh, next newsflash. Eventually a supernova will come and destroy all of us. Planet K will be gone. Planet X will be gone. Earth will be gone. Everyone you know will be dead. That's news. They just found that out.
Yeah, I saw that.
2 seconds ago. So
what else is breaking news?
Happy fucking June 21st.
Do you have a newsflash, Julian?
Last newsflash?
Oh, Max's party was really fun. There was vomit caked on his driveway.
We'll get into that in the next segment. Let's take a break. Buttons to unbutton a long time ago. Welcome back to the show, everybody. And boy, I'm sorry. I just got to bring this up because I'm fuming right now.
I'm
pissed.
You've already discussed it with us.
Well, yeah, break, but I think that listeners honestly need to know about what happened last night.
I don't know if it's
well, I think really... I need to fucking get it out in the air.
Do they need to know about every single back scenes like? Behind the scenes.
Listen,
back scenes.
They don't know half the shit we go through. They don't know half the shit I go through. So let me just lay this out on the table. I had this party the other night, okay? Me, James, and Julian were talking. We said, okay, tomorrow night, we're going to do a podcast. We're going to record a podcast.
Yeah.
It was set in stone. The concrete had dried. I was amped. I was drunk. It was awesome. Next day, wake up, a little bit hungover. Hungover all day, in fact. Rather hungover all day. Not just a little bit. Pretty hungover all day long. Time comes to come to Julian's house. My phone breaks. I don't know what happened to my phone.
No.
I go look at my phone. It had been broken for hours. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Hop on my bike. Biked over here. I thought I was going to vom on the way here. James, you ever feel like you're going to vom?
Yeah, definitely.
So you know exactly what I was feeling, don't you?
We had a whole episode dedicated to me vomiting.
Yeah, I think it was that episode.
Anyway,
five?
I was biking my butt over here. Got to Julian's house. Mm. What do I see? I see a dark, dark house. Now, let me just emphasize this for you. It takes me a good 45 minutes to bike my little butt over here.
Just let it run its course.
And when I get here, I see nothing but a dark house and a little angry dog barking at me from inside the door. I say, this don't seem right. Some of you don't seem right. I go around the side way to get my bicycle. I look up. I see in Julian's room, there ain't a single light on. I said to myself, that don't look right. Something here don't seem right.
That doesn't seem right.
I look down at my phone. Still broken. I don't know where the boys are. I'm by myself in the East End. It's scary out here.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back to the main street. I go to a... Listen, guys, I went to a payphone of all things. How humiliating is that? I went to a goddamn Bell payphone. Before I got to the payphone, I see... Who do you think I see at the payphone? Guess. Who's at the payphone?
I'm going to guess the president of the United States, Barack Obama.
That's pretty close. It was a large homeless man, just at the payphone, a hobo, yeah. if you will, just screaming really into the phone. I didn't know what to do. I had to contact my boys. I said, "That don't look right. Something there don't seem right.
Get him away from the homeless man being at the
payphone." No, didn't look right to me. That guy, the guy had rats in his coats.
Right.
Oh man, get him away from that phone by crook or by nook. I threw things at him. Maybe I won't comment on that bit. Pop a buck into that phone. I give Julian a call because somehow I remembered his number off the top of my peep-hop head.
Shit, why don't we say it right now?
Wow. I will not say that over the... that's bad. 647-308.
No, don't say it!
Call him as soon as you can. I call Julian up. I say, "Hey, where are you, man? Where's everybody? What's happening?" He said, "Didn't hear James cancel. He couldn't do tonight. He has to work in the morning." I said, "Oh!"
And I was at work, too.
Yeah.
I think.
And, That was yesterday.
That was that.
So what do you guys have to say to me?
Well, I've already apologized profusely, and I didn't think that we needed to air this grievance on the air.
I don't know. I think we've already discussed it. You know that I don't care.
And you know that I'm very sorry.
And that's all we need to
say. Have you ever biked your little poop pot butt all the way from my house to here?
I don't ride bikes.
Well, then you don't know the shape that I'm in right now. So I think... I need you to give me some cash.
That's the only way you can pay.
That's the only way we're going to be friends.
I don't carry cash on me anymore.
Well, we'll go to the bank later.
I'll write you a check.
Okay, let's take a break.
Didn't we just...
Yeah, this was the only thing we've talked about.
Let's take another break.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll do an ad.
Yo, word on the street is somebody brought Twiddlers back from the dead. They dug up old animal parts, human parts, and a bag of Twiddler's chips and stuck them on a Frankenstein-like creation. It's a zombie hip-hop bag of chips and it wants to fuck.
You thought I was dead, motherfucker? Well, I was, but now I'm back.
I am a Twiddler's hoe, and I have to say I'm glad he's back. There's no one who fucks like him.
And I got 31 new flavors. You won't hear all of them right here, though. Here's a couple, though.
Lemonade virus slap.
Get old zest with extra spicy.
Quick Jones Terra Muffin.
A straight up bag of bullets.
Blueberry apple crisp fudge sundae.
I just can't wait for my marshmallow brisket sprinkled donut Twiddler's chip.
Marshmallow brisket sprinkled donut Twiddler's chips. We got him in full bulk.
I'm Professor Dr. Slug Nasty. We brought Twiddler's back from the dead and it wants to fuck.
Twiddler's chips is still for the bastards, but now you can pour some out for your dead homie.
Twiddler's chips is a subsidiary of Twiddler's Pharmaceutical, which is a subsidiary of Twiddler's Tobacco.
How do you guys kiss? Because you just made a sound that reminded me of the way that
actually,
I kiss.
Actually, I kiss kind of like this.
I kind of go. What about you, James?
It's more like a...
All together?
And...
Oh, welcome back to the show!
I noticed, Julian, that you have a pair of high-heeled shoes in your room, and I don't think you wear those.
That's funny because I noticed that there's a little black dress in the room. I have never seen you in a dress.
Ah, that's my girlfriend's. And I miss her.
Oh. When's the last time you saw her?
2 days ago.
Oh, wow.
But it's kind of hard having this smelly dress kind of around because it reminds me of her smell. And then I think, she's not here. So maybe one of you guys could put on the dress, and then the other one of you could put on the shoes, and then I'll feel better.
What?
Well, I miss her, so maybe one of you guys could put on the dress, and then one of you guys could put on the shoes, and then maybe I'll feel better.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't hear you. Yeah, pass me the dress. Right.
Okay, there you go.
Now, well, I was thinking of maybe wearing the dress, though.
Oh, well, Max has already got it on, and it looks good on him.
Oh, thank you. I think I ripped it a bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, ripped right open at the side.
I'm telling you right now, they are not going to fit me.
Oh, yeah. Your feet are crunching in there.
I just gotta squeeze them right in there, just like I squeeze my gut into this little slip of a dress.
Yeah, I mean, this just isn't going to fit my shoe. I'm going to ruin the shoe, Julian. Well, these beautiful shoes.
Just ruin it. Just ruin it for Julian's sake.
God.
Yeah.
Julian, I'm going to wreck them.
This is really working for me.
All right, here
so
we go.
So, what do you think? Do you like what?
Who? Which one of us looks better?
Yeah.
You know, do you think I look more like your girlfriend, or do you think Max looks better?
Oh, now this is a weird question. I think Max looks more like my girlfriend because he's got blonde hair.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, and my girlfriend has blonde hair.
Thank you.
A juvenile answer. Usually, when you talk about looks, it's more in depth about, you know, cheekbone size, shape of the face,
symmetry,
colored hair.
Symmetry,
I mean, I could dye my hair blonde. I could dye my hair blonde.
A little bit of your hair is dyed blonde.
It is a little bit.
If so, I cover everything else except for there, you look exactly like my girlfriend.
Now, James, between Julian and me, who looks the most like your girlfriend?
Now, it's hard to say because neither of you look anything like her at all. If we're going by hair color, I guess Julian.
Well, thank you.
Black hair.
Well, don't make me blush.
But, I mean, I don't know. It's really hard to say. Max, which one of us looks more like your girlfriend?
Well, my girlfriend is small. She has brown hair. And she is very white. So, Julian, you're out. You get out of this mix. I'm sorry. You can't be... It's not my fault. So, I think probably James.
I have brown hair. Mm-hmm. And
now, which one of us says your name more like your girlfriend, James, between me and Max?
Okay, both say it.
James.
James.
Now that was very interesting because Max was confident enough to just say my name normally. Julian, you put on a bit of a voice there.
Kind of I didn't
a
do anything.
Girly, stereotypical voice.
I didn't do it. That's just my regular voice. What are you saying?
Well, Max, don't get ahead of yourself because I appreciate your willingness to really enthrall yourself in the character. So
I was just
Julian
doing my normal
wins.
Voice. That's
Julian
all.
Wins.
I don't want to win.
Guys, we have a brand new segment. Well, it's not brand new. We've done it once before. It's called... what is it called again? It's the Ouchie Mamas.
Top
of the
five.
Week.
Top five Ouchie Mamas of the week.
Oh, are we doing the Ouchie Mama? Should I cue the sound
mamas.
Music?
I think you should cue that goddamn sound music.
Five, four, three, two, one. Hit. It's going.
No, now it's going.
Now it's happening. Yeah.
All right, James, why don't you start us off?
Okay. Ouchie Mama.
Ouchie Mama of the week.
Top five Ouchie Mamas of the week.
Well, guys, I was at work today. Okay,
ooh,
and I'm
we
going,
all know what that's
I'm,
like.
I'm going down the stairs, and I see in the distance a guy, the dishwasher. He starts spraying some of the water on one of the dishes, and I see him go, ooh, a bit too hot. Turns that tap down, and my water must have been hot.
Ouchie Mama!
Ouchie Mama.
Number four
Ouchie Mama of the week. All right, guys, let me lay this down for you. You might have noticed earlier in the show I mentioned I had a little party at my place the other day. But let me tell you, the day after I had the party, I walked outside. What do I see? A bunch of puke lying on my sidewalk. I slip in the puke. I hurt my thigh. I said,
Ouchie Mama!
Thigh, Ouchie Mama.
Gross, Ouchie Mama.
Ouchie Mama number three.
Ouchie Mama number three. I guess that one goes to me.
Wow.
Well, I was walking down the street and I see this. I'm always walking down the street. You know, that's the thing about me. I like to be walking down the street as much as possible. But this wasn't a highlight of my day, let's say. I see this old rusty guitar. I think, well, maybe I can take that guitar to a store and have it restored. No pun intended, Ouchie Mama. But I give a strum to the guitar just to see if it has, any good sound to it, because maybe that'll be a good addition to our sound equipment. And then the string kind of snaps right out of its moorings and swings back up and gives me a slight scratch on the wrist. I go, ouch.
String.
Mama number two.
Who's got number two?
James?
One goes to you.
All right, this one I guess is a really good one. So, guys, I'm walking down the street. fact, I'm running because I'm doing a daily run. I don't do a daily run, but it's a weekly run. So I'm running down the street, and all of a sudden I hear a scream behind me, and I turn around, and I look, and someone says, "Call 911!" I didn't bother seeing what it was about, and I kept going. But I remember thinking to myself, that's probably
an Ouchie Mama!
Number two Ouchie Mama of the Week. Now it's number one.
The number one Ouchie Mama of the Week. All right, guys. This is a little crazy for me, but I was walking down the street the other day.
That's usually my personality.
I was walking down the street. I say to myself, ooh, I need to get to the other side. I'm going to do a little bit of a jaywalk. And I see James in the distance. I'm jaywalking across the street. I wave to James. I get hit by a car. I'm down on my face. I yell, James!
The first person that you called out was James?
He saw me, I guess.
And James walked away. You know what I said to myself? I said, ooh, that's an emotional and physical Ouchie Mama!
Life-changing Ouchie Mama.
All right, those great. Are the Ouchie Mamas of the
week. Isn't that a great segment?
Wow,
loves that one.
Thank you for that, guys.
Guys, I mean, if you have any Ouchie Mamas,
send them in, absolutely.
Please don't, actually.
Text them to me. You got my number earlier.
You got Julian's number there. Just text him those Ouchie Mamas as soon as you get them.
And we'll read them on the show. We absolutely will.
Okay.
Let's take another break, and we'll...
And then we'll do.
Hey, we have some important announcements. That's the break. Okay. This is the
break. Just click it, please.
Thank you.
how's it going?
So I figure we'd just do a nice little quick outro, just say goodbye to the folks listening at home.
Yeah, all right, well, thanks so much here for listening again this week. We're glad to have you on.
Jesus Christ, we love doing this fucking podcast for you guys.
That's not true
at
all.
We really love it. Thank you for listening.
I wouldn't call it a labour of love. I wouldn't call it a labour of love.
I'd say that we've gotten ourselves caught up in this, and it's kind of hard to just pull out of something.
Feels more like an unwanted child, don't it, James?
Right. Yeah.
All I can say is dig it. I love it. I roll around in it.
I can't do that accent. I'm sorry, guys. I'm pulling out of that bit.
Don't know what you're talking about, mate. I haven't the foggiest fucking notion what you're on about.
What the fuck's this guy talking about? I don't understand what he's
saying. There's really nothing else to say. Thank you for listening. We love you. We need you. Listen, like, subscribe, watch our new YouTube video. It's out there. It's great. James did a great job editing it. God damn it, I love you, James.
Go over and check out on YouTube.
It's true. He's done a bang-up job.
If you go on YouTube and type in It's Everybody's Fault,
Meet the Fault
Crew. You might be able to find our channel, but just type in Meet the Fault Crew and we'll come up and you can go to our channel and subscribe. Remember to check us out on Facebook. Please, God.
Please keep on donating to the convention. We didn't mention it much this episode, but
it is still going.
We're in a bit of a rut right now, but it's still going on, so
yeah,
please.
Max,
it's on you would call the back burner. We want to put it on the front burner, but we need your money. We need your capital.
We need upwards of maybe $50,000 per person.
It's getting serious. Max kind of lied last week when he said it was actually all, like, fixed.
Yeah, well, I kind of wanted to make some good closure last episode. But, you know, I don't feel bad.
How's this for closure? James, I'm going to give Max the last word.